Hello and welcome to Peanut Pie.
Hello all and welcome back to Peanut Pie. My name is Henry and today we are going to be discussing the possibility of three Spider-Men showing up in Spider-Man 3. But such a special topic requires some of the most specialist guests. So we have Marvel Shwarma, Matt and Lenore. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I think he's doing well. Are you doing well?
I'm doing well as well. Can I ask a quick question right off the top?
Sure, yeah.
Is the plural of Spider-Man spiders men?
I think it's Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
There's like an ongoing fan argument over this.
Oh, is there really?
Is it Spider-Men or Spider-Mans or man-spiders or, you know.
I just went with Spider-Men. I don't know if that's the correct way to say that.
There's also that argument with the X-Men. Is it X-Men? Is a singular X-Man?
Oh, right.
Or is it X-Men?
Yeah.
You know, on X-Men?
But then there's girls, too, who are X-Men. So then
yeah.
You're like X-People? X-People,
mutants.
Yeah.
The mutants, X's?
Yeah. X-Genes.
Mm-hmm. Wait. The X-Gene. G-E-A-N.
Yeah, X-Gene. Maybe that's what it should be. It could be just X-Gene.
That's what Scott said when he broke up with her. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to make you my X-Gene.
X-X-Gene.
I feel like there's a beginning of a joke in there.
Look, we're off topic already.
Wow. We truly excel at this.
That is the spirit of Peanut Pie and Marvel Shwarma. That is just what we do here.
That's right.
We have a topic, and then we go wherever the heck we want. There is no problem there.
Anyway, I feel like we derailed the intro a little bit. Sorry about that.
Oh, that was the entire intro. Just
oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah,
good.
There's no more intro.
We haven't derailed anything yet.
All right. So this Spider-Man 3 stuff is pretty crazy. I think it'd be really funny because like there's so many like characters who've been like speculated or rumored and stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I think it'd be really funny. If just, like, Spider-Man 3 comes out, and then just, like, none of it's true. It was just all, like,
this is
big,
true.
You know? Yeah.
There's actually been a lot of controversy over who's going to be in it. For instance, mm-hmm. I saw this in the news recently.
Yeah.
Everybody's been saying, you know, oh, Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield, and Tom Holland are all going to be in it.
Right. Yep.
There's, like, news articles about Tom Holland wanting more money, and his new... Tobey Maguire's new suit and everything.
Yeah.
But then somebody had an interview with Tom Holland and he right out denied that either of them were in there.
Oh, really?
So, but then everybody's like, but Tobey Maguire has confirmed it, basically. And so it's really confusing.
Huh.
To be fair, Tom Holland... Sorry, go ahead.
Sorry, I interrupted you.
I was just going to say that, to be fair, Tom Holland says he doesn't know what the plot of the movie is either, so. Even though he's been recording it, for filming it.
Yeah.
So do you mind if I quickly run down all the characters either confirmed or rumored for this film?
Oh yeah, would be great.
So we have, from the Amazing Spider-Man franchise, we have Andrew Garfield.
The best Spider-Man.
The hair of the best Spider-Man. I'll give him that. Gwen Stacy from the Amazing Spider-Man, which, spoiler warning, is really weird because, like, she's dead, right?
Yeah.
And then we have... Jamie Foxx's like Electro from Amazing Spider-Man.
Right.
He's been flat out confirmed. So either that's just a recasting within the universe or we're actually going to get him coming from the other universe.
Right.
Then from the regular Spider-Man universe, we have Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man and Dr. Octopus from over there.
Right.
Right. What was that actor's
name? Also
Alfred Molina.
Alfred Molina. That's the actor.
Start with an A.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then we have Charlie Cox, who has been kind of seen, rumored, reported.
He's already finished filming his part, though, for that movie.
What role is he going to play?
Daredevil. He's going to be Daredevil. Do you understand how excited I am for this?
And he's the Daredevil in the TV show.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
That nobody liked.
I'm honestly kind of confused, though, because, like, well, I guess that's the point of this multiverse stuff, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, there's a lot of multiverse stuff going on. Captain America's Chris Evans is probably going to be back, maybe as the Human Torch. Probably as the Human Torch. There's a lot of rumors.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm just afraid really to get my hopes up.
Yeah,
me
too.
I'm just afraid to get my hopes up and then watch, like, a regular Spider-Man movie.
Yeah. So are they saying the Human Torch might be in the Spider-Man movie as well?
No. Oh, in the Multiverse of Madness.
Just in the Multiverse of
the Doctor Strange movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So I am curious, have you guys been watching WandaVision? Have you seen any of WandaVision?
I am so mad. We do not have Disney Plus.
Yeah.
But my friend likes to spoil everything, and then I spoil it for my father as well. So I do know that Quicksilver's back.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited for Quicksilver to be back, and it's the X-Men actor, which is good. He was great.
Well, yeah. Yes. So I was gonna say, if you haven't seen it, I wouldn't talk about that, but sorry in advance. Not sorry in advance. Sorry for what already happened to you.
Yes.
That's tragic.
Yes, the spoilers have ruined my life. And then Falcon and the Winter Soldier is going to be rated R. So,
is it? Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be very difficult to watch, to persuade my parents to let me watch.
Have you been liking WandaVision so far? I haven't listened to any of your reviews of it yet. Just because I'm
should
trying
hope
to hide. Hide from the spoilers.
The series first. So it's good. It started off slow, but it's just getting really fun. But also, like, not everyone's sure that it's actually Quicksilver showing up, and it could just be
like a hallucination,
a fun
right?
Easter egg, while it's also like, you know, some villain pretending to be Quicksilver who couldn't take the form of the other Quicksilver. There's a lot of weird confusion stuff, okay? Multiverse is strange.
Right.
That is definitely true. Yeah. I'm interested to see whether, if it is the real Quicksilver, I'm interested to see if he'll come back into the actual MCU or whether he'll, like, die at the end of WandaVision again.
Right.
Just kill off Quicksilver again.
How many times does Quicksilver need to die?
At least 5 to make it a successful franchise.
So do we know anything? Obviously, you guys are more connected to the chatter around Spider-Man 3. Do we know anything about what the plot is going to be? Or, like, do we know that there would be a reason to have all of
the
Spider...
Well, I think it's
going to
be multiverse-centered.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So kind of like Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse? Like
yeah,
that
kind of
idea.
Like that.
Mm-hmm. And there's also going to be... There's been a lot of set photos as well. But, like,
none
of them have been of any characters who have been, like, rumored or confirmed, except for Charlie Cox, actually.
Right.
He was said to have been seen on set. But, like, so I think it's going to be pretty grounded, and then, you know, maybe the multiverse will start coming in towards the end of the movie, setting up Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. I don't know.
Okay. Well, that would make sense, then.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So, I'm not quite sure, though. But I just cannot wait for that reveal, like, you know, just Spider-Man losing to, you know, Kraven the Hunter or whoever he's fighting. And
I
then
think
all
the,
of a sudden...
the actor who they wanted to play Kraven the Hunter, that I was actually, like, I don't really like the actor overall, but, like, I was kind of, I thought he would be a good Kraven the Hunter. Keanu Reeves, I think, was the one who was going to...
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's
going to
be...
They said he turned it down, according to one of my news sites.
Oh, okay.
So
I thought that he was offered a role as Kraven the Hunter in, like, the Venom verse that Sony has going on.
Oh,
not
maybe that was
MCU,
it.
But maybe.
I'm excited for the next Venom movie. Let There Be Carnage.
Is there's going to be another one?
Yeah, there's going to be a second one. I hope they have RTJ's music in it. That would be so great.
Yeah, maybe.
I literally died a little when the credits came on and it was them.
Yeah.
So great. Sorry, random bands.
Yeah, right.
No, it's perfectly fine. Okay.
They did the credit song, not the Eminem one, the Let's Go one.
For Venom.
Ooh, for Venom.
Okay.
Yeah.
Such a good song.
All right, I do have some questions for you guys.
Sure.
Okay.
About this multiverse. I only have a few, but I was just some random questions about the multiverse that I've been having, because this is just completely... It's completely strange. We don't know anything. All we know is that these characters may or may not be in here.
Although
some of them more likely than other. So, what do you think is, like, the optimal way to introduce this multiverse, like, and these characters, especially, you know, considering the fact that, like, Gwen Stacy is dead in the Amazing Spider-Man franchise. Like, she's just gonna pull different people from different time periods, and what's going on there?
That's entirely possible, and it could be... Oh, here's a good way to bring back Steve Rogers, too. If when he went back in time, using the, when he went back to be with Peggy, because he's not supposed to be there because he's from a different timeline, it like screwed everything up.
Yeah.
And so like, you know, like random different versions of themselves start appearing or something. So they have to go back and get Steve Rogers, which could be, because Chris Evans is rumored to play two characters. One of them is possibly the Human Torch, and I have no idea who the other one would be.
So you're suggesting in the Spider-Man franchise, they're going to invent another time machine and send one of the spider people back?
No, I'm saying that in the Spider-Man movie, like, other Spider-Man will start popping up because of the timeline disruption that Steve Rogers caused.
Oh, okay, so the idea is that this, the Spider-Man, oh, that's right. Okay. I had, like, totally forgot for a moment that Spider-Man was in all the, not all the, yes, Avengers movies, but in Endgame and,
yes,
all that. Yeah, okay. Now.
You're like, what is going on?
Well, because, you know, I think since, you know, Henry was reminding us of Tobey Maguire and,
right,
Andrew Garfield. So, like, for me, all those movies happen before any of the Infinity movies.
Right, right.
So yeah. I just think of it as, like, a separate.
But I think that would be a really cool thing if they, mostly I just want them to bring back Steve Rogers,
yeah.
But I think it would be really cool if, like, because he's a time traveler, he's not supposed to be in one timeline for an extent, that's not his own, for an,
yeah,
extended amount of time.
I mean, they wouldn't do the same thing like they did in Spider-Verse, where there's some kind of event that causes the different universes to overlap.
Oh, that is true. It was
then,
like, Into the Spider-Verse.
Because then Gwen Stacy, mm-hmm, could be, like, if Tom Holland's universe is one universe, and,
right,
Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield are from different parts of the, you know, different universes,
yeah,
in the multiverse, Gwen, well, Stacy could come from one of those other ones.
Right. What were
say
you saying?
This, you know, say this connected to Into the Spider-Verse. Like,
uh-huh,
what if,
yeah,
Miles Morales shows up, or like Gwen Stacy, like from those movies? That'd be epic.
Yeah.
That would be really cool, and I'm really hoping they do that.
Or Spider-Ham.
I'm really hoping they don't.
I want to see a live action Spider-Ham.
I do not. Sigh.
With John Mulvaney as.
I was so mad when I found out Nicolas Cage played,
yeah,
Spider-Man Noir.
They should
Noir.
Have Nicolas Cage as Spider-Noir.
I'm so mad. Do you have any idea? I hate Nicolas Cage so much.
Have you seen the Ghost Rider movies, Henry?
I have not. I'm okay. Not very well versed in my Marvel. Outside of MCU knowledge.
Yeah, well, you have a special treat waiting for you. When...
Yeah, you're not missing out, really.
That's
I don't even
great.
Need to watch it. I haven't even watched the second one. That's mostly because it was too violent.
Yeah.
But the first one was pretty bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oof, my dudes.
But yeah,
I
mean... Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I'm currently watching all the X-Men movies because
if
Quicksilver is in the multiverse, then...
Right.
I'm... we're on the third one right now, so hopefully
is that that was the one that we watched last. What was it?
Last Stand, I believe.
Yeah,
oh, Last
Stand. We haven't.
Right.
I saw part of Days of Future Past, but I didn't
right.
see the whole thing.
Okay.
I got stuck on X-Men Origins Wolverine because that one was too violent, so my parents won't let me watch it.
Could they maybe bring Wolverine into these new Spider-Man movies?
Oh, they're bringing Wolverine into the MCU.
What? Really?
They're recasting Wolverine.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I don't think they're going to recast a character from another universe. You know
well, no,
mean?
There was
like...
an interview, and Kevin Feige was talking about how hard it was to recast Wolverine after Hugh Jackman.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Well, Hugh Jackman just stopped Wolverine
Hugh Jackman
altogether
is the
now.
Best.
Yeah.
He will always be the best.
He's going to be hard to replace.
Yeah. I still think they should replace him with Danny DeVito. He would be
so
the best Wolverine. I firmly believe that is the only replacement for Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, yeah.
But, oh, yeah.
So to go back to the question about like Gwen Stacy, I'm just thinking, though, it feels like it would be a little cheesy for them to do this essentially the same thing they did in the Spider-Verse.
I think they could put a new take
mm-hmm.
on it, though. I feel
yeah.
like it would be, they could do something new.
Maybe, but, you know, it's like, how would you, yeah, I guess you could imagine any number of reasons why somebody would open a multidimensional portal.
Or maybe,
right?
you know, like Thanos' dust is screwing with the timeline and using a time stone or something. I mean, what happened to the gauntlet after Iron Man used it? Where did it go? Do they have it?
Yeah, I don't know. I think Hulk uses it for a glove when he's lifting weights at the gym.
Ah, that makes sense. He bends reality so they're just teddy bears at the end?
Yeah, Look how strong Hulk is.
Well, he's Smart Hulk now.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Yeah, Smart Hulk. Yeah. Oh, they're bringing Ghost Rider back.
Yeah.
I think it's Nicolas Cage Ghost Rider. But
yeah, yeah.
Hey, I got another question for you guys.
Sure. Yeah.
So, aside from the characters so far rumored, is there anyone else you want to see? You know, like...
Oh.
Not to make this complete interview, but...
I just do want them to bring back a lot of the Defenders. I do like the Defenders. Like, the Punisher, I think, would be interesting in the MCU. Like, he could be a villain, like, Crossbones style, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love Crossbones. He's such a cool villain.
Yeah.
I didn't actually like Crossbones that much. He's okay. But, yeah.
I think he looks cool.
They're rebooting Iron Fist. They're bringing in a new actor, which is good.
Yeah.
And they're giving him a new costume, like more comics accurate. So that would be cool if they put him in the Spider-Man movie, but I think that's too close for them to.
I can think of some characters from the comics that I'd like to see in the movies.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about, I think.
Oh, well. Yeah. I think
that wouldn't necessarily be multiverse. So any character, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it would be cool to see like Kang the Conqueror or.
Right.
MODOK.
Like. The Young Avengers might be swooping in because Wanda had twins and it's the two twins in the. Sorry, did I tell you about that already?
No, that's right.
Oh, I'm sorry. But that's comics canon, so.
Yeah, no big surprise there.
Yeah.
Kang the Conqueror is going to be showing up in Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania whenever that comes out.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Sorry, I forgot to tell you about that as well.
Oh, cool. Quantumania.
that name throws me off.
Do you guys put quantum in front of everything?
It's like the Batmobile and the Bat Rope and everything, except quantum. It's quantum, the quantum mobile, the quantum rope.
It's the quantum shoelace and the quantum shoe.
Quick, Wasp, to the quantum pole.
I'm hungry. Get me my quantum fork.
He eats a fork?
No, he eats with a fork, so I can eat my quantum food.
My quantum crackers. My quantum cereal. Quantum bits.
Quantum crackers, man. Why do we miss out quantum crackers in a segment one of your season 4? That would have been an epic product.
Yeah.
Well, that is true.
I know. Why didn't we think of that?
Quantum crackers. Yes.
Hey,
you can,
everyone.
Wait, season 3, I think. I think that was when we did the commercials.
Yeah. You can eat them if you can catch them when they're in their phase
state.
It's a
Pym particle chase scene. Scene.
To everyone listening right now, go check out Marvel Shawarma. It's probably wherever you're listening to this. So,
probably, most likely. Yeah.
Spotify, Apple Podcasts,
Spotify,
what have you.
Mm-hmm. Whatever. Ear squirrel.
Ear squirrel. Right. That's that new one that was started by that guy. What was his? What was his name?
Captain Soundbucket. DJ Captain Soundbucket?
Well, DJ Soundbucket, I think.
DJ Soundbucket.
Definitely.
Right. Mm-hmm. He was originally a SoundCloud rapper, but then nobody liked his music, so.
He started his own
site. Ear Squirrel.
Ear Squirrel.
Yeah.
Originally a SoundCloud rapper.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds completely ridiculous, doesn't it? It's almost like somebody made it up or something.
You wouldn't happen to know any of his raps, would you?
I'm DJ Soundbucket. This is the now nobody likes
how
his raps.
How did he not have any fans? I really
he
don't
had
know.
He had one, and it was his grandmother.
Yes.
They called her Grandma Soundbucket.
Yeah. So are there any characters you'd like to see brought back, Henry, or brought in?
Well, I mean... So, honestly, I'm not too well-versed, as I already said, in my Marvel knowledge, but, like, not things that have already been seen in other movies, but, like, you know, say Kraven the Hunter does show up in the Venom-verse that Sony's doing, or Venom shows up, or, like, some sort of Sinister Six would be really fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I was Spider-Man thinking 3. They were doing with the Electro and Doc Ox, but then...
Yeah, like a villain team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A villain team up.
Bring in
like cool.
Beetle, Boomerang. What's the classics? Electro.
Are these classics from the Spider?
Beetle.
Yeah,
what are the other ones?
Let me look up original Sinister Six real quick.
Probably like Paste Pot Pete was in there.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to go over well.
Well, now he's the trapster.
What about the goblin?
Oh, that would be sick, yeah.
And the vulture.
Oh, there was some talk about the guy who played the original goblin.
Oh,
yeah. Brought it back in.
Okay, so I just looked it up.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
This is Wikipedia. It could easily be wrong.
Right.
But it says the original Sinister Six consists of Kraven the Hunter, which we just heard there's talks for a movie about. Mysterio, we've already seen in the MCU. Dr. Right. Octopus, we've seen in the Tobey Maguire movies. Vulture, we've already seen in the MCU. Sandman, we've already seen in the Tobey Maguire movies.
Yeah.
And Electro, who we've already seen in the Amazing Spider-Man movies.
Right.
So, we have them all.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
can do it.
This would be, yeah, that would be really cool if they brought the
well,
Sinister Six back.
And the thing is, if they are doing a kind of multiverse thing, then it would be possible for all those villains, because some of them have died. Like, the Vulture died.
The Green Goblin killed himself, and then his son took over.
But his son took over.
Oh, bringing Harry Osborn back, and they could get, like, the Gwen Stacy Spider-Man tension?
If they brought the original Goblin back, I think that actor's pretty old. It would be, like, a geriatric Goblin.
Yeah, probably.
You kids! Wait for
get
me!
Get off my glider! I just groomed it.
It only goes 5 miles per hour. I will catch you.
Oh, yes. That's so great. One sec. I need to take my pumpkin pills. Oh, stop running, Spider-Man. It's bad for my heart. So, yeah.
All right. Well, so, you know, Charlie Cox, right?
Yeah.
He's rumored to be in Spider-Man 3. And he's played by, you know, Matt Murdock. Like, that's what's been rumored. Matt Murdock as Charlie Cox as... No, sorry. Charlie Cox as Matt Murdock. Sorry, my bad.
Right.
Matt Murdock as Charlie Cox. That,
that
would be interesting.
An interesting movie.
Yeah,
anyway.
Charlie Cox as Matt Murdock.
Yeah.
That is the exact Daredevil that is in the TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, like, I gave this example, I think, in some other episode of Peanut Pie, but take, like, The Eternals, for example, an upcoming movie.
Right.
Right.
Apparently, that movie is going to be pretty disconnected from everything else going on in the universe.
Uh-huh.
But,
right.
I mean, I'm gonna go watch that movie because it's Marvel Cinematic Universe, and... You know, it's still probably going to have some tie-ins, but say you take a character like Daredevil or an X-Men character, and then you make them prominent, right? Like,
yeah.
Well, they're now canon in this Marvel Cinematic Universe, and like, they may be even more canon than something that's like supposed to be in this universe. Like, X-Men, the first X-Men movie may matter more to the universe than the Eternals, right? That's a completely random example.
Uh-huh.
Right.
So, like, where is this line of, like, canon with the MCU, or I guess the newest rapper, MC Yim? like, Marvel Cinematic Multiverse? This line of canon is kind of messy, and I just...
Yeah.
I'm not sure how they're going to work with that.
Right. Well... Here's the thing that I heard for the Deadpool movie, is Deadpool also messes with the timeline, which is how he ends up in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Oh, okay.
So he's gonna, like, you know, probably steal Cable's, whatever they call it. It still a teleporter, or did they give it, like, the name?
I don't remember what it was called.
In the movies, do they have him yell out, body slide by one, and then disappear?
He does say something about body slide, yeah.
How many jokes does Deadpool make about that?
I don't remember, but...
Probably, like, 500 billion.
Yeah, yeah.
Why Cable hates him.
Yeah. So you think maybe... So...
That will
be Deadpool's entry into the MCU.
Probably.
Yeah.
And maybe he brings the other X-Men with him.
Right. I mean, I suspect that probably... I mean, just thinking outside of the actual comics content or the MCU content, they're probably picking characters that they think are going to be good on screen.
Right.
So I think that's probably a consideration, but...
Daredevil's going to be so awesome. I am so psyched.
Yeah.
You have any idea? Oh, recently they released like the script and plots for Iron Fist season 3 that was going to happen, but then they canceled it, and it was like actually the most promising season so far.
Oh yeah.
But then they canceled it, so you never actually got it.
So Henry, are you saying that like the MCU is becoming is diverging significantly from the comics canon? Is that what people are saying now?
That's not necessarily what I'm saying. I'm not sure what other people are saying. I'm not trying to be like, you know, pessimistic here, like, what are they doing to my MCU canon?
It's actually pretty much all I say.
What are they doing to make them like they used to? Now they have the Daredevil and the other Spider-Man and the other Spider-Man.
I just refuse to recognize anything after Captain America, the Winter Soldier.
Okay.
But, yeah. I am a little... I've been thinking about this a little bit, you know, deep philosophical thoughts about Marvel movies. Like, you know, they've been releasing movies one at a time for, you know, since 2008, this Marvel Cinematic Universe. And like, you know, it gets so hyped for the next movie and it comes out. Actually, it hasn't been going too long. I was like born around that time. But as of recently, I've been getting excited for each movie as they are coming out.
Right.
So now, like, you have Quicksilver come in. That's like 10 new movies all at once that you just dropped into some sort of kind of canon. And again, I'm not trying to be negative here at all, but, you know, like, I'm not sure if I want to just, like, you know, he makes a 2-second cameo. Guess I'm gonna go watch 10 movies now.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right. Well, it, you know, it's probably not gonna be canon. It's probably just gonna be like, oh, he's from another timeline, you know? Yeah, this is what happened in the timeline, and those are the movies, right?
Right, right.
And those are the other movies. It's not MCU canon, but again, going back to that Eternals canon, it's more prominent in the MCU than the MCU canon. Like,
Right.
Just stuff like that, like, you know, is this the exact same Matt Murdock Daredevil?
I think
watch two seasons of this show now.
He said they're rebooting it, so it's completely new, I believe.
And like, I know the MCU will not make it so that every member of the audience, right, will have to go watch two seasons of a show and then realize it's connected to the Defenders and Luke Cage and whatnot, and then watch all of those as well, right?
Yeah.
They're not going to make it that hard to understand and watch these movies. But if they show up, like, I'm watching them. I haven't seen Daredevil yet, but I'm going to watch Daredevil if I see
that TV show?
A multiverse Matt Murdock.
Yeah.
Are you going to watch the TV show?
Probably, yes.
Wow! It's pretty violent. Like, I read the views and even I was like, probably not.
Well,
like, one guy gets his head smashed in a car door. Car door brain smashing is where I draw the line. Bowling ball braining.
Okay. I think we don't need to be too graphic ourselves about it, right?
Well, just saying. If you think these words are graphic, try to go watch a moving sound-infused picture of it.
Yeah. Well, I think they're probably doing, I mean, I don't want to sound too cynical here, but I think probably they're doing these things to draw people into those older movies and stuff.
I could definitely see that as well.
To get, because like, I mean, you guys weren't even born when some of those movies were made. And so now you kind of have a reason to go back and watch them. And I mean, it's the same thing they do with the comics too.
Yeah, that's true.
They do these crossovers, and then you're like, "Oh,
I do
know about the
think
Hulk."
They're starting to drive away some of the younger watchers with the R rating on the Falcon and the Winter Soldier and the Deadpool movie that's in the MCU, and it's supposed to be the most adult, violent Deadpool movie so far.
Well, here's my theory on that. I mean, I think you're right, but I think they're probably thinking in terms of like, people who were old enough to watch the first Iron Man when it first came out.
Growing with the watchers.
Now
they're
old enough to watch. I mean, they're definitely old enough to watch our movies now.
Exactly.
So I think maybe it's...
Unless
it's
they were like 4 when they saw that first Iron Man movie.
My Spanish teacher, we were talking about Deadpool, and she was like, yeah, when I went to see the first Deadpool movie, somebody was with their 5-year-old in the theater.
Yeah.
And I was like,
I saw
what?
People with little kids. I don't, yeah. I mean, everybody...
Who lets their 5-year-old into a Deadpool movie?
Everybody has different...
So, yeah. I did perform a quick Google, and it says yes. Falcon and the Winter Soldier will be rated R overseas. I'm not sure what, maybe, what? I didn't look too far into it. I just saw, like...
Okay, maybe they're not rating it in the U.S.?
Well, they will rate it.
Like, I mean, rated R in the U.S., but I'm pretty sure if they rated that overseas, it's still going to be rated
R in the U.S.
Yeah.
All right, it's a little confusing that it would say that, not just given the R rating.
Right.
Exactly, yeah. So we're looking at the Wikipedia page right now, which obviously isn't always...
I don't know. Reliable. I don't even know if it says anything about rating.
No, I find Wikipedia to honestly be a reliable source, even though, you know, it takes a lot of heat.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think like you said when you mentioned it before, you just kind of keep in the back of your mind that, you know, it might not be reliable. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So now there's something else I'm reading that says it's a 16 plus rating. I'm not quite sure what you're about to do, but
yeah,
they're going to be rated stuff. So,
well, that's I think that's another thing too. The ratings for TV are different than for
usually they're like mature, 13, PG,
right? So, mm-hmm. Well, it's a mystery. We'll have to wait and see
when
it comes out. Do we know when it's coming out?
I think it's coming out in March.
March 19th. So March 19th. Like just about. Oh, yeah, just about a month away. Wow.
Yeah, I'm really excited for Black Widow to come out.
Yeah, whatever happened mm-hmm. to that? Are they? I guess they're hoping to do a theatrical release. Like, I
suppose. It's coming out a year later, like over mm-hmm. a year later than when it was originally scheduled. It was scheduled for May 1st, 2020. Now it's scheduled for May 4th, 2021.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty crazy.
Sad times we live in.
Right.
I did hear that there were going to be three Spider-Mans in that movie, though.
Huh. I did hear there's going to be Taskmaster, which is going to be cool.
Yeah.
I didn't like what I saw of his mask so far.
Yeah.
I saw a picture of his mask.
Taskmaster's going to be doing some tasks.
Yeah. He's going to be mastering those tasks.
I would love to see Peter Quill and Taskmaster do a dance-off.
Why would Taskmaster do a dance-off with Peter Quill?
I don't know.
He'd probably just copy Peter Quill. That's his whole thing.
That would be amazing.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be kind of fun.
Yep.
Anyway, I digress.
Anyway, yes. Do you have anything else to talk about this this multiverse?
No, not really. That was pretty much all I had to say.
Yeah, I mean.
All right. Well. This multiverse is cool. I can tell you that much. And negative as I may sound, I'm really excited for it. So
am I. Definitely a lot of possibilities. We didn't mm-hmm. address the most important question though, which is the best Spider-Man?
Andrew Garfield all the way.
I'm team
Holland.
No. Hashtag team Holland.
Team Tom.
Ugh, y'all are plebeians. So blinded mm-hmm. you can't even see the best Spider-Man. Blinded by the new flashy little kid.
I will say that Andrew Garfield appearance wise he wins. Okay, he's got the hair is incredible, but aside from the hair, like I'm gonna put him in last place. I mean, I'm sorry, but
whoa.
Tobey
Maguire. No! Oh my gosh!
All right,
Tobey Maguire was so much worse. My rating goes Andrew Garfield. He looked as if he was Spider-Man. He's a little too handsome for Spider-Man, but he was a decent Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. His acting was okay, and his premises were good. Okay. And also, he made great jokes.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Amazing Spider-Man. Okay. You can call me Spidey the Amazing. Yeah. Okay. So, Tobey Maguire is second for me. He is the classic. You gotta go with the classic. He did have that Peter Parker nerdy look, which was good. He did an okay job. There were three movies. It was very good for its time, especially, with all the effects and everything.
That has nothing to do with him as an actor.
Okay, I just wanted to say that.
Okay.
And the Venom acting he did was great. With the evil Peter Parker, that was good. Tom Holland.
That was totally ridiculous.
No, that dancing down the street while he points at random people.
That was the best.
That was awful.
That was amazing.
It was so cheesy.
Exactly. So great. Tom Holland, while a good actor, does not look like a Peter Parker. He is too cute to be a Peter Parker.
No, I disagree.
I don't care. I am stating facts here.
Tom Holland is just, he's just cool, okay? Hey, none of the other Spider-Man just, like, leaked random things online, okay? Like, in interviews. Like, only Tom Holland can help us out with figuring out the plots of these movies, okay?
No!
We need Tom Holland.
No, we don't.
We need him.
We need to yeet Tom Holland is what we need to do.
He is good. And
so Toby
Maguire.
Like, the multiverse coming in and then Tom Holland just gets booted?
Yeah! I vote that Tom Holland's like, I'm gonna go pretend to be Andrew Garfield so I can hook up with Gwen Stacy. And Andrew Garfield's like, great, I'll pretend to be this Peter Parker.
is Nick Fury gonna be in Spider-Man 3? Because I know he was in the Far From Home one.
Nowadays, it seems like everyone's gonna be in everything. Oh yeah,
this
Doctor
is true.
Strange is also gonna be in here also.
Right, yeah.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Just hanging around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which would confirm my suspicions about the multiverse rips.
The finger?
No,
Leonor's making a little hook thing with her finger.
I was trying to, like, point to, like, what I was saying.
Oh, okay.
I was like, okay. This is really bad for an audio format.
Yeah, right.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Multiverse is going to be awesome.
Right.
Yes, it is, for sure.
Anyways, guys, thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode of Peanut Pie. Marva Shwarma, thank you for coming on. I would just like
thank
to remind
you. Us.
I'd just like to remind you that you have now spent 4 hours of your life talking about fictional superhero movies with a child who you do not know over the internet. That's the beauty.
Literally, four of my friends are people who I do not know over the internet, so.
I was just going to say, I think it's a great example of one of the positive ways that the pandemic has actually impacted us.
I mean,
you know, I don't know about you, Henry, but I don't think we would have ever done our podcast if it hadn't been for the pandemic.
Right.
And then, you know, that's led to this. And it's
Same
great to be on
here.
Your show again.
Yeah. COVID has been horrible, but, you know.
Yes,
of course.
Some good things have come out of it, so.
Right.
Look on the silver lining of cloud, right?
Yeah, very thin. Thin silver lining on a huge, dark cloud.
Thanks, Dad. You're really cheering up the situation.
Woo! All right, everybody, listen to Marva Shwarma.
You can hear our nihilism.
Yeah.
Listeners, I'm addressing the listeners right now, so you can go check them out. There's like, what, a few episodes with me, and then there's even more episodes with them, and you don't want to listen to me because you already listen to me, so you should just go listen to them, okay? If you have an email for us, you can send it to thepeanutpieguy@gmail.com. If you want to email them telling them how great they are and how you want to hear more episodes with them, you can email them at marvelshwarmapodcast@gmail.com. Go check out Marvel Swarm.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right.
Have a great day.
Goodbye, people.
Farewell.
Goodbye.